This is Massad Ayoub, and you're listening to Alex Haddix on Practical Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 267, Home Video Surveillance Cameras. Last week, I shared my recent home burglary, and I mentioned I was going to install additional video cameras. That statement spurred a flurry of questions about cameras and what systems are best. They came in as posts to Facebook, email, and even voicemail. Heck, the very first person to respond to my Facebook posting about the burglary, days before the episode even went live, was a question about video cameras. So I'm going to cover what I can about video cameras and considerations as best I can. I know I'm going to disappoint some people with this episode because I am not going to recommend a specific brand or model. There are lots of reasons for this. For example, no two properties are alike, and what may work for one may not work for another. There are lighting, environmental conditions, wiring, pricing, wireless, plus remote features that must be considered when selecting a camera. We'll see how this goes, and it just occurred to me that I might need to spread this topic over a few shows. We'll start with some listener questions and responses from the public Facebook forum. The first question is from Ruben in Arizona. There are so many choices out there. Is there a preferred choice by the community? What systems do you recommend? And of course, this is in relation to video cameras. John from Missouri had a great response. He writes, I worked in the alarm industry for 40 years for one company, does not matter which. All the major home security companies have really good video systems. Some with remote viewing on a PC or smartphone, and even viewable by the alarm company after an alarm trip. You can also do it yourself. Just make sure you hook them up to a DVR so that you can go back and view past events. I'll focus this episode on my system and choices, and then address the general nature of cameras, features, and installation in the next episode or two. So I went with the make and models that are offered by my alarm monitoring company. They were more expensive than some off-the-shelf brands, but I wanted the complete integration across all aspects of my alarm system. I can monitor all of the cameras from my computer, phone, and iPad in real time. I can watch a live feed from my iPhone using the data connection from anywhere that I can get a cell signal. I've done it from other states. I can see and control the entire system, any alerts, what doors are open or closed, and when monitor sensors have last triggered. I can switch viewing between cameras instantly. All of the cameras, sensors, and motion detectors have tamper sensors. Heck, even my smoke and CO2 sensors are integrated and let me know when they've been tampered with. If the camera feeds are cut without proper authority, the alarm triggers. What I also like about my system is that the feed is sent off-site. I do not have a local storage device, or a DVR, in my home. What's captured is saved to the cloud on my alarm company servers. They could burn my house down and everything caught on video would be saved and admissible as evidence. Considering that I have had a house burglarized and then burned down, it gives me some solace that if it happened again, we might be able to catch the bastards. The cameras are also constantly recording. However, when one picks up on a movement, it saves the clip to file. The clip is stored in the log and sent to me as an email attachment and as a text message with the video clip attached to my phone. That's how I was able to watch the woman check my door 8 minutes before my alarm triggered, and I knew it was a real event and not a malfunction. I watch every clip that comes in and spend my first few minutes each morning reviewing the previous night's triggers. You know, at night, it's mostly bugs buzzing around the infrared illuminators triggering the system, but we also catch skunks, possums, raccoons, and the occasional coyote on the camera. The skunks are so habitual in their paths that we even have names for them. Here's a voicemail message from Mike.
Hi, my name is Mike. I understand that your home was broken into, and I was listening to 264 and 266, and you said mentioned that you're going to be putting more cameras around your house, and I was wondering if you had a recommendation as to what type of cameras and if you have an installer. I happen to live in a valley, Los Angeles Valley, the Central Valley, and I understand you do too, so I was wondering if you had a recommendation. Please let me know. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. And I'll split my answers to his questions across this episode and the next one. I self-installed my alarm system and cameras. I'm pretty handy, but by no means a professional installer. I'm very comfortable with technology, and this system was no different than installing or wiring a computer network. For me, that's easy. For hanging sheetrock, plumbing, or electrical work, I call out the pros. All of my sensors are wireless. The control panel is wireless and works using a mobile phone network. It comes with a battery backup system that lasts 24 hours, and I've plugged it into a secondary battery backup of my own, moving the longevity out to several days. You can cut the power, phone, and internet to my house, and my alarm system will still function, trigger, and call out for literally days. Now, of course, there are costs with this type of system. There are the monthly monitoring fees, plus storage for the video clips. My package includes a limited number of camera feeds, and if I wanted to add even more cameras than I already have, I would have to upgrade my package. But after recent events, it has been worth every penny. That will do it for this week. We'll pick up on this topic next time, and I will share my perspective on camera technology, some nuances that I've picked up with my limited experience, and a look at some systems available on the market. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.